Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks very much for coming on once again for this Tuesday morning. Recent shop steal, Queen Street, Bundaberg. Can you tell us about the offence and maybe a description of the person you wish to speak with?
Yeah, so a packet of tobacco was stolen from a supermarket over that way. Mm-hmm. The tobacco was worth about $100.
Right.
And we believe this Caucasian female was involved. She's approximately late 20s, early 30s with long blue hair. She's asked for a packet of tobacco, and while the checkout assistant has turned away momentarily, she's ran from the store with the tobacco.
Right.
So we're just wanting to speak to her about what has happened on that day.
And photos are available on the Facebook page?
Absolutely, yeah, on the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page.
Brooke, also your police are still investigating this stolen vehicle at Walker Vale?
We've actually located the vehicle.
Okay.
And the vehicle has been returned to the owner in a reasonable condition. So investigations are still continuing, so I can't tell you too much more.
However, that's good news, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, it is really good news that it's been returned to the owner. However, I will throw in that it does appear as though the keys had been left in the vehicle
right. And
stolen from a residence. So it's just a reminder to everyone to lock your vehicle and take the vehicle keys out of the vehicle.
You'd think that, in a safe environment that would happen, but you just never know, do you? I know a friend of mine had a laptop stolen from his car and he had it locked and everything, but it was sitting as clear as day. So it's also a reminder, to take everything inside.
Absolutely. We always tell people, keep your valuables out of your vehicle because that's just enticing thieves to have a look in your vehicle and try and get in.
And finally, Brittany, Coffee with a Cop. Are you having another one of these? These are great initiatives. I love these.
They are great initiatives. I wish I just drank coffee to enjoy it a little bit more. But we hold them every third Thursday of the month. So we do alternate Thursdays at Hinkler and Sugarland Shopping Centre. So the next one is the 17th of March and we're out at Sugarland. So it'll be from 9:30 to 11:30 and we'll be out there to answer all of your policing questions.
And it's a great opportunity because sometimes when you walk into a police station, I mean, it's all right because that's your job. But, if a person walks in, it can be very intimidating to ask a question. So this is an opportunity, as you say, just to sit down, have a coffee and ask policing questions, ask security questions, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be very intimidating, and that's why we like to do it in a relaxed environment. And the coffee's on us if you come and have a chat, so please feel free to come and have a chat. We've also got our crime prevention flyers there on the day, so you can help yourself to your road rule and refreshers or your scam booklets and, plenty of information available.
And just finally, Brittany, a question I'm going to give you, but you can go away and do some research. In the last couple of days, I found this on the internet. New South Wales, your colleagues in New South Wales, have basically released a rule that a lot of us, I don't think, would know about, and that is having windscreen washers, in a perfect order, which makes perfect sense. Your wipers have to be in perfect order, but the fact that you need water in your tank, and it's a $114 fine. I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge through the week to see if there's a rule like that here in Queensland. You up for it?
Yeah, look, I believe there may be, but let me double check with our highway patrol guys. Those guys will be all over it.
All right, and we'll find out the answer next week. Hey, Brittany, really do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.